In P News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Pentagon's deploying some 1,500 more active duty soldiers to the southern border. Donna Warder has details.
A U.S. official says an order has been approved to send a logistics brigade from the 18th Airborne Corps at Fort Liberty in North Carolina. And about 500 more soldiers from the 10th Mountain Division are expected to begin moving in the coming days. The deployment will bring to about 3,600 the number of active duty troops at the border. Donna Warder, Washington.
A federal judge in Boston will consider a request from 18 states to block President Trump's executive order ending birthright citizenship for children whose parents are in the U.S. illegally. Hai Panjwani has this one.
The hearing comes after a federal judge in Seattle blocked the effort and said Trump was trying to change the Constitution with an executive order. Plaintiffs in the Boston suit also say Trump's order would cost states funding to provide essential services like foster care, health care for low-income children, and early interventions for infants, toddlers, and students with disabilities.
Newborn babies are not criminals.
Massachusetts Attorney General Andrea Joy Campbell.
This order targets innocent newborns that have done absolutely nothing wrong. They do not deserve to be punished solely because of their parents' immigration status.
Audio courtesy WCVB. I'm Haya Panjwani.
19 states are suing to stop Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency from accessing Treasury Department records that contain personal data such as Social Security and bank account numbers. A federal judge is temporarily blocking the Trump administration from placing 2,200 USAID employees on paid leave. Meantime, the administration's ordered all departments and agencies to provide lists of underperforming employees. The State Department has told Congress it plans to sell more than $7 billion in weapons to Israel, including thousands of bombs and missiles. And in Alaska, a missing commuter plane located on sea ice. All 10 people on board dead. This is AP News. American importers have been stockpiling Prosecco as a hedge against President Trump's threatened tariffs.
Imports of Italian sparkling wines have been outpacing the demand.
The technical terms of what happened is front-loading.
Lucio Mirando with Exports USA says it's to bypass any possible tariffs. Italian wines were not hit by tariffs during the first Trump presidency. Mirando doesn't see possible tariffs as a rebalancing of trade,
but rather as a negotiating tool to extract concessions from each individual country in the European Union.
Lamberto Frescobaldi with the Union of Italian Wines is worried tariffs could scare away customers.
Do we survive without a glass of wine? Yes, we may survive. So wine is a pleasure, but everything has a price.
Italy exports nearly one quarter of its wine to the U.S. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.